Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio. Iolo Radio rocks, and we're glad to be back with you this Friday morning. My name is Tony Williamson, glad to be your host today. And we've got a couple people lined up with some questions and comments. It is Open Line Friday. This radio show is for you, the independent Iolo agent, in the field, out here making it happen, creating a future for yourself and your family, and a legacy, actually. If you want to build an agency with Iolo, you can truly build a legacy business with this opportunity. We're excited that you're on board. We want to say welcome. Congratulations to all the new Iolo agents who are tuning into the radio station for the very first time. Our call-in number is 718-664-9145. Be sure that you text that out to your team right now. Let them know we're live on the radio. This is your day to raise your hand, ask your questions. We've had some great guests this week. It's been a very productive week here on the radio station. We've had lots of great training. And, of course, we've had some comments from Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing, and his partner, Mr. Rodney Cox. I want to say good morning to you, Rodney. How are you today, my friend?
Fantastic, Tony. How are you, sir?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Excited to be getting into the weekend here. It's been a very productive week. I just want to give you an opportunity, Rodney, to let us know, has there been any conversation with Bud since yesterday, any announcements or anything from the corporate side?
We have had a couple of conversations. I know that Bud is going to be traveling today. I don't know if he's going to be able to join us on the call, but there are some announcements. I know I don't know if he's going to announce them today or if he's going to announce them on Monday, but there are a couple of things that are in the works. But I'm going to try to get a hold of him here and see if he wants to have those announced, but I'll be back with you here shortly.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we appreciate it, Rodney, and thanks so much for all your hard work. Also, I want to say good morning to my buddy, Mr. Donnie Crisp. He's also working in the background here on the switchboard. Good morning, Donnie. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great, Tony, and what a tremendous week we've had with Iolo Radio. These guys that are coming in telling their stories and their strategies on how they're doing things out there in the field are just tremendous. I mean, if any of you guys out there haven't heard them, the new guys, new folks, what have you, get back into Iolo Radio and look at the prior, listen to the prior shows, because this week was tremendous, man.
Yes, and speaking of that, Donnie, I want to offer the opportunity to the agents that are listening in on the radio show, and I know we've got a few of you that are consistently regular listeners, and of course some new people that are just getting on board with us as agents. We welcome the opportunity to talk with you if you're interested in being a guest on the radio show and sharing your story, your trials, tribulations, and hopefully successes that you might be having out there in the field. We'd love to talk to you and see if maybe it might be a fit for you to come on as a guest and interview you on the radio show so that you can share your story. We've actually over the last couple of months had some fabulous guests on the show, and it's always thrilling to me to get a chance to make new friendships and to learn from the people that are out there in the field. And we want also to give you, the radio listener here, some variety of conversation and discussion so that it makes sense to you, in ways that you can take this information and put it to work and start in bringing in more merchants in the business that you have. as well as you know, building your legacy, as we say. So we really appreciate you being on board as the ILO agent. Again, our calling number is 718-664-9145. And I believe Mr. Bud Nemeth is available, and I want to say good morning to you, Bud. How are you today?
I am fantastic, Tony. It's Friday, so, I mean, can't get any better.
You betcha. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Bud Nemeth. He is the Director of Marketing for ILO. Again, if you're a first-time listener, you'll be hearing his voice a lot. We usually grab Bud on the show each day to make some announcements and to give us some information about what's going on back on at the corporate team, and he's the primary liaison between the corporate group and you and I here in the field. So with that said, Bud, do you have anything you want to share with us today before we launch into the weekend?
I do, and I'm traveling to an appointment, so I only have a few minutes. I'm actually sitting in my driveway ready to pull out, looking at a beautiful bright red cardinal eating from my bird feeder. Great, beautiful sight there. But I have some great, beautiful sights for everybody on the line today. We have an announcement. We've talked about it, referenced it a little bit this week, and some of you have already seen it because I've already gotten great feedback and comments and texts and emails and phone calls. But, Tony, we have officially launched our new merchant video, our new professional-looking, same format as our customer video. If you go to iolomerchant.com, you will see a new video right there on the landing page. The old one was pretty much a PowerPoint that was turned into a video. It was about 4 minutes and change long. This one is 5 minutes long, again, because of some of the graphics and stuff. But listen, we have changed the actual content of the video and put it in a better format. Really, Tony, what it does is it explains the first 2 minutes and 26 seconds explain to those merchants who may not be familiar with rent-to-own, the virtual rent-to-own industry. It explains the concept and it explains how it works. For those merchants that are well-versed and may already have been using an RTO product for years and years, literally the second half of the video just talks about ILO and what benefits we have to offer the merchants. So truly, I mean, if you've got a merchant, you can show all the merchants this video. You can push play. It's 5 minutes and 20 seconds. But really, if you have someone who's pressed for time, just ask them, hey, do you have 3 minutes? Literally, you can start. You can go and move it forward and start it at 2:26, and that'll just talk about ILO and what makes us, you know, different or what major benefits we offer the merchants. And I'm going to tell you, please use the video. I mean, some of you guys are just fantastic in the field, and you don't need any other tools and stuff to, you know, share ILO with the merchants. But it's not necessarily duplicatable, and sometimes you may not hit all the points that you need to hit, and it's going to lead into a long, drawn-out conversation, whereas literally this video hits almost every point that a merchant is going to need to see or hear in order to move forward. So, plus, if you're training a new agent in the field, then, you know, it's so easy to walk in, ask a question, you know, hey, let me just ask you a quick question. Do you guys offer a no-credit check program for your customers right now that may not have all the cash up front or qualify for traditional financing? Yes, we do. Great. You know, then you can offer them, you know, hey, we have another program that may help you. Here's a great question I always ask, and it always works. Do they approve all of your customers, whether it's financing or whether it's rent-to-own? Just say, do they approve everyone? Obviously, the answer is no. Well, listen, here's a way that you might be able to get some more customers approved and make some more sales, because that's what they're in business for. So make some more sales, and then say, listen, do you have about 5 minutes and 20 seconds right now? Okay, and if you do uninterrupted time, we can get off in a quiet place for 5 minutes and 20 seconds and push the video. Just push play on the video. If you can do that, you can do this business. So we're thrilled with it. It's been a long time coming. I wish it was out a month ago, but we're thrilled that it's here. And use it. Couple more things, Tony, before I have to get off the call. I want to point this out because I think we had one or two come in yesterday. We cannot write contracts for scooters. I don't know where this came from, but a couple of people tried to write a scooter, and the merchant was asking, what do I do with the title? And we're like, what are you talking about? So, again, please stick to the things that we can do right now today. More things will be coming in the future, and yes, I hope scooters is one of them, and motorcycles and everything else. But as of today, we cannot do scooters. You can go in your back office or on iolamerchant.com, and you can see the categories and stuff that we are able to write business in. I also wanted to just make mention, some of the merchants are asking about the bank verification forms. Folks, what we do when we sign up a new merchant is we give them a little folder, and in that folder we have already printed out like 10 or 15, 20 bank verification forms. They can print that out right on the front page of their portal, right on their dashboard, right below the calculator. There's a link that says download the bank verification forms, and also in the merchant training, on the merchant training at Iolowit, merchanttraining@iolowit.com, that is there as well. All the forms are there. But I like to do that and print those out, especially for our initial training, and make sure that they have a folder full of those, so that when a customer does come back and it says hold, bank verification requested, they can simply hand them a form and say, hey, no problem, just take this down to the bank, have them fill it out and stamp it, and then either send it in to Iola or bring it back to me, no problem. And then, you know, I would rather have the merchants do it and send it in just to make sure it's done. But anyways, it's handy to have some of those available for your merchants, or at least point out to them where they can get them. Also, speaking of merchants, and listen, we love the stories. We love the success stories out in the field, and we love the fact that people are having success and enrolling merchants and enrolling agents and all that stuff. But again, the bottom line is sales. We need customers in order for everyone to get paid. And while I'll tell you my mindset, when I first took a look at this, I told Rodney, I said, dude, we can easily put 100 merchants in 100 days. And the more we got, the more we studied the industry and actually got our hands on during our beta tests and our soft launch, it's like, no, we don't need to do that. Number one, the bottom line is you need to effectively work with your merchants to help get them the $5,000 a month. Once they get there, they'll get it, and their sales will increase from there. But you need to work with every employee in the store and get them up to speed. So when it comes to merchants, less is more. That's why we have our 5-5-3 plan. And if you stick to that and bring in five merchants, help them each get to $5,000 a month. Some of these merchants, it may take a week or two to get everybody up to speed and making sales. Some of them, it may take a month. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Just work with them until each store is doing $5,000 a month. And then go out, if you want to build an agency, bring in a few people and show them how to do what you just did. Now, when you're set with that, when you've accomplished that, you know, once that's complete, go ahead and repeat. Do it again. There's no limit. You're not limited to the number of merchants. You're not limited to the number of agents. But again, you know, work a plan. Figure out how many merchants you can work with effectively. Don't go out and put in 30 merchants if you're not going to be able to work with them effectively. Again, less is more. And the last thing I want to say, Tony, is we have had a great week. I want to congratulate everyone involved in Iola Radio and back at corporate and the agents in the field. I mean, it's just been a great week. Steve shared some tremendous strategies and advice and tips with us on Wednesday. Warren was on yesterday and shared some great information. The feedback from the calls that I got in from agents in the field were just tremendous. So the three things I took away from that, Tony, and I'll leave everybody with this for this weekend, is mindset, action, and results. Get the right mindset, take the right actions, and you'll get the right results. So, Tony, that's really all I have until Monday. Everybody have a great and blessed weekend. Again, take advantage of the tools that you have. We have tools that will help you be successful, as you've heard from the agents that you've heard this week on the radio show. And yes, if you missed anything, please go back to iolaradio.com and listen to the interview with Warren on Thursday and Steve on Wednesday, and it will definitely help you build your business and have more success. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate you so much, man. Really, really do appreciate your energy. I want to go to Barry in New York. Barry, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Hey, bud. Hey, Tony, Don. It's been a fantastic week here in New York. I woke up this morning, I took a shower, I got rejuvenated, and then I looked in the mirror and I said, PCP, pump, committed, and positive, and then I had my breakfast, ABC, attitude, benefit, and commitment. And that's what you have to be in Alola. I've maybe talked to maybe about 100 merchants between New York and Philadelphia because I go back and forth between the two states. Yesterday, I signed up two merchants. I had the ability to do four, but two of them had prior engagement. I'm going to sign them up today. But one of the things I'm learning is that the people, you don't want everyone in the Iola business. You know, you'll find the customers. People are excited about this. I signed up with a guy with a jewelry store yesterday, and I saw him the day before on Wednesday, and he was so excited about the business, but he was so cautionary. And I went back yesterday. He was too busy and showed him the video, but I had to show him the training video. I assumed the sale and got him in the business, show him the training video. And after he saw the training video, because he kept wanting to see information, he's like, where do I sign? He says, what do you need? I told him what he needed. He went and got everything for me. We took the pictures on his cell phone and we set him up in the business. I said, when can I do your training? Who am I training? He says, myself and one other guy there. And he just had so much merchandise. I said, why are you so excited about this business? What is it that you – he says, Barron, today it's so competitive. That's why I have so much merchandise in my store. Because he also buys jewelry and sells jewelry, so as a pawn shop just for jewelry, and he had so many different items. He says, like, I want to put my product on the internet. I need to diversify, and he doesn't have any rent to own. This guy is going to be phenomenal with Iola, and that's one of the things you guys got to realize out there. There are customers who are looking for the Iola option, and Iola is the best thing. You're going to encounter other merchant services. That company that offer, but when you really compare and you see all the different programs that are out there, Iola is the best. And if someone doesn't have Iola and doesn't have a payment service as a jewelry store and you get them going, you don't want anybody else to have that customer. You're going to go in, you're going to spend time with that merchant, and the only person that merchant is going to deal with is you. No one else can come in that store and take that merchant. So the sale's done, but it's just the beginning. I've got to spend time grooming him, grooming his staff, and get him up to speed and make sure they use IO all the time, give them their POS and point of sale material. And that's what you got to do. Then my last thing, I signed up a guy, and he had a furniture store. He was doing all the numbers. He's been doing his furniture business since 16. He went around, explained the factor rate, he did the calculation, he did everything. That was the easiest sale. I told him, he's like, I'm on board, I'm ready to do it. He just went and did it. That was the fastest one yet. I got him signed up in about 10 minutes. He was...
We lost you, Barry. I don't know where you went, man. Dropped the call. Sorry about that. Anyway, appreciate you, Barry. Thanks for joining us on the call. We really do appreciate your comments, and congratulations. I'm sure you'll be getting back on the air. You lost your line there. I want to go out to let's go out to Kentucky, down from New York to Kentucky. I want to go out to Mr. JJ Rhino in Kentucky. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I just wanted to say, you know, every day is a good day to go out there and hunt down merchants, but Friday's probably the best day. Put feet on the ground and knock on a lot of doors and introduce yourself, because most people, most consumers, hit the stores and locations on a Friday. Why? They got their paycheck. We got a lot of money out there right now and a lot of merchants out there that are trying to capture as much of that as they can. So help the merchants pick up some of that tax return. Help the merchants pick up some of that paycheck today. You know, go out there and have fun, smile, introduce yourself. You know, we got a new girl there starting in Clarksville today that personally I think that she's going to be an awesome agent as we go forward. But, you know, she's hungry, she's teachable, and she's honable. So she can be developed and, you know, find people like that. You know, we know that we don't need a bunch of agents, but we could use a couple key agents. And looking forward to the training today. Everybody else have an awesome weekend. And come on the radio Monday talking about your successes.
Fantastic, JJ. Appreciate you so much, man, for raising your hand and joining the conversation. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can raise your hand by hitting 1 on your phone. That way, Rodney and Donnie will know that you're available and that you have a question or a comment. We'd like to get your thoughts. You're out in the field, and this is what this radio show is about. It's about the agents that are in the field sharing information with each other. So we really appreciate you participating, Johnny, and JJ, and that with that good and great comment this morning. But good luck to you out there. And I agree with you. We don't really need – you don't need a whole plethora of agents to build an agency. You just need some key agents. And really, you know, what I'm looking for as I canvas the contacts that I have and relationships that I've had in the past, it's really about, you know, how many or where are those people that I've had relationships with that are truly professional salespeople. Because there are a lot of people that are looking around, right, kicking tires. But if you want to really build a successful agency, you want to have people that are truly serious and are committed, you know, to sales and consider themselves professional salespeople. Barry, I saw that you called back in. Just real quick, I'll give you just another minute or two here. I know you were trying to finish up and we dropped your call.
Yeah, I just want to say to the merchant, to the agents that's out there, you really have to believe in the product. You know, Isla is great. If you love helping businesses, and that's one of the things I enjoy, love helping businesses. And by helping people get what they want, you're going to get what you want. And that's what the merchants are looking for. There, you know, there's so many stories just between the counter of all the merchants I talk to. I am just excited and passionate for the opportunity to be Isla agent. I'm also going to become an Iowa merchant as well. And keep up the good work. I'm going to get out there and probably sign about 4 businesses today. And then I'm going to spend time training them and get them to understand the business. Because if they're not doing the business and they're not utilizing Iola, it doesn't benefit them and it doesn't benefit us. And it doesn't benefit
Iola. All right,
Iola.
Barry.
Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it, Barry. Thanks for calling in, as always, and raising your hand and sharing conversation and dialogue with us. We certainly appreciate it. Let's see. I want to go out to let's see what else Rodney's got lined up here. I want to go to area code 786, the last 4 digits, 7677. Good morning. You're live on the radio. Or not. No answer there. All right. I've got one. Let's see. We're about closing in on the bottom of the hour here. Let's go to Colorado. I want to talk with Johnny out there. Johnny, good morning to you. How are you today? And thanks for joining us on the radio.
Good, Tony. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. It's Friday.
There you go. Hey, I just wanted to touch base with you. It's funny in regards to our conversation we had the other day, and hopefully this will help. I'm in no position to teach anybody yet because I was kind of like Steve. I was a slow starter here. Had an opportunity to go out to a networking event at a furniture store, of all places, and I just dropped the conversation to the general manager about who they use for rent-to-own, or do they use rent-to-own, and he said, well, we did have a company, but they were tough to work with. They charged money, and their customer service was horrible, and we started talking, and then I had to go away and meet with somebody else. I came back up to talk to him. He says, come here, I want to introduce you to our CFO. And he brought me over to the CFO. And evidently, this general manager had tried to repeat everything I said to the CFO. He was really interested and said he liked what he heard and could not believe that there was no fees front end or back end. And, you know, everything we were telling him, I was telling him, it was blowing him away. And he said, well, the owner has 70 mattress stores also. And so he says, I want to take this information and pass this on to him as well. So, you know, as I was telling you the other day, I said, you know, I'm a good salesperson, but I'm just kind of waiting for that kick, you know, and had to go out there, get my teeth kicked in one time to get that fear. There was no teeth kicking and there was zero pushback on it. It was a very, very easy pitch, if you will, to say to the guy, and the reception has been really good. And this could turn into something pretty big.
Well, I would say so, Johnny. I mean, think about that, brother. 70 stores, you're going to be really busy. Yeah. I think you might make your $5,000 per customer. You know, Bev was talking earlier about the 553, and we got some new agents that are on board for the very first time today. You know, when you, what is the 553? The 553 is simply go get five merchants that are doing $5,000 a month. That's $25,000 for your personal volume. And then go get three agents that are truly interested, willing, and capable of doing the same thing. And then that duplicates down four generations. And when you get there, you're looking at around $10,000 a month in income. And I know that sounds kind of silly. You're thinking, well, $25,000, and you're looking at your own personal volume, you might not see that number. But it's the power of exponential growth in building an agency. Johnny, this is one of those examples where you open the door and suddenly you are opening up into 70 potential mattress firms. You and I, most of the people on the phone, Johnny, probably already know, you know, how much do you expect people spend on a mattress these days? You got any idea?
Oh, I'm going to say $500 maybe.
Well, you're on the low end. Really, it's not unusual for people to spend $1,200 to $1,500 on a mattress. In fact, I've got a friend who's bragging that they've got a $3,000 mattress. You know, I've got one that I really love, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. But it's a $1,000 mattress, so it's not unusual for people to spend upwards of easily spend upwards of $500. So this, turn that in. How many do you think they might sell in a month, Johnny? Let's say it's $500 on average, just for talking purposes. What would you think? How many mattresses would a mattress store sell per month to stay in business?
Again, I'm probably going to go low, but let's just say, 10? 10 a month, I don't know, 15?
But, you think about your store overhead, you got to cover that, you got to cover your employees, you got to make a profit. So a store's got to be doing, $20,000, $30,000 a month in sales.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 15, let's just be conservative and say 10 to 15,000 a month in sales minimum just to break even. Well, if you divided that by, 500, you're looking at 30 mattresses. I'm going to say 30 to 50 mattresses a month. It's probably pretty reasonable for a mattress store to stay in business. And we're just talking hypotheticals. We're just having some fun with this.
Sure.
But imagine then that you were grabbing, 10 to 15% of those sales, with rent to own. Well, there you are. That store is going to be delivering 5,000 plus a month per store. Well, that's exciting. That's really exciting. But then when you start multiplying that times 70, it gets pretty crazy, right? It gets pretty crazy. So you can see how that one conversation, being in the right place at the right time, and I think you said you were doing some networking at a furniture store. Is that what I heard?
It was a networking event that they were hosting, and I ended up also meeting other business owners, and we were chatting back and forth. But the reason that I called in was I just wanted to let people know, don't be afraid to make that first call, that first connection, because it's a natural conversation. It is not a difficult one. Let the video do it for you, and you'd be very, very surprised at the outcome. I was.
Well, I'm excited for you, man, and that's really, really exciting. So I'm going to give you the applause of the day simply because I think
Thanks, brother.
And that's the kind of story that everybody wants to hear. It really is. So thanks again, Johnny, for calling in and raising your hand and being a part of the show today. And a lot of people are going to want to listen to the show today just because of your story. Well, with that said, I want to turn to my buddy Rodney. Rodney, I want to give you last word on today's show, man. We got anybody else lined up before we close the door and get ready for the weekend?
Fantastic show. All the callers that had some comments with Barry and Johnny, boy, what a shock to walk into a store and find out it was your first one and trying to get rid of the fear and to find out there's 70 locations. man. I'm celebrating, I think.
Yeah, that'll get you over the fear hump in a hurry, won't it?
real quick, I'm running. I'm going to sprint to the next one, that's for sure. Great job, Johnny. And I think it's been a great call, Tony. Donnie, appreciate you there in the background. And let's go out there and have a great day, y'all.
That sounds like a good plan, man. Sounds like a good plan. And so I'm going to give Donnie one more chance to speak up, Donnie. You got the last 10 seconds here, my brother.
Man, just get out there and get after it, guys. Some great advice. Last couple of days of training got me fired up. Get out there in the field, man. Support that video.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio.
Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with IOLO, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.